A reading from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. You, ye, the longing to feel things intensely again. The first note is always the loudest. The conductor snaps their baton, the strings slash their bows, and the symphony thunders to life before settling down into a reverberating hum. So it is with every new experience. How quickly each feeling starts to fade as you recalibrate your expectations. Maybe that's why your childhood could feel so intense, because you were steadily burning your way through a roster of firsts. The more you repeat an experience, the less you feel its impact, almost as if your brain is gradually tuning out the world. But sometimes, you reach a point when you can't feel anything at all, just a ringing in your ears, until, like Beethoven, you find yourself pounding the keys of your life, trying to make the ground thunder below your feet. It makes you wish you could look around with fresh eyes and feel things just as powerfully as you did when you felt them for the first time. When you were a kid, you could still get excited about things. You felt that pirate's itch on the last day of school, the morning of your birthday, or the final turn toward your grandparents' house. You could feel rich from the coins in your pocket or being offered a piece of gum. You remember how big the world used to be, how wandering into the next neighborhood felt like stepping into a foreign country. Adults swept over you like giants. Every rule was a decree, and every sentence a life sentence. Time moved differently then, if it moved at all, arriving in big scholastic chunks, and each arrival felt major. You'd start up the school year like a witness protection program, ready to be assigned new teachers, new skills, a new identity. In the summer, you could make an afternoon last all week long, riding bikes with friends or watching a trickle of water feel its way through the dirt. There were no phones buzzing in your pockets, no schedules, no hormones, no distractions. Or maybe it was all distractions. Whatever it was, you tried to keep it going as long as you could, even after the streetlights turned on in the evening and you heard voices in the dark already calling you home. The kaleidoscope of your emotions spun wildly throughout the day, all of it intense. You could walk along howling or weeping or grinning like a goon. When you loved someone, you loved them openly and with abandon, squeezing hugs as hard as you could. When you found something funny, you could laugh so hard your diaphragm ached and your cheeks wet with tears and your temples throbbing. You could plunge into a book and come out gasping, stumble out of a movie looking at faces and colours differently, listen to a song on loop for weeks and feel it grab you by the throat every time. And you knew how to play, knew how to make your toys come alive in front of you, how to listen for their weird little voices. But somehow, even then, a part of you understood that this intensity wasn't going to last. There were moments late in childhood when you tried going back to play with your old favourite toys again, almost as a guilty pleasure, only to find you couldn't do it anymore. They looked just the same as you turned them over in your hands. But suddenly they felt like bits of fabric and moulded plastic with nothing left to say. You'll never feel the same sense of peace you felt once, drifting off to sleep in the back seat of a car, only to find yourself teleported back into your own bed. You'll never have friendships that occupy so much of your attention, spending hours together every day for months, which made even the slightest betrayal sting. You'll never feel the mortifying terror of a middle school bully or the heart-rending agony of an unrequited crush. You should only hope that life never punches you in the gut the way it did then. Still, every once in a while you catch yourself humming along to some silly pop song that once broke your heart at 16, trying to tap back into that feeling again. That was once your entire life. It was only a matter of time before the world took notice and turned down the volume. The music is still in there, somewhere, even if you can't hear the notes. Besides, there's some beauty left in echoes, in knowing you have a part to play and playing it well, in concert with those around you. And there are those rare moments when you can let yourself go, close your eyes, and let your body move with the orchestra, the way that old trees swing back and forth in a windstorm. You have to wonder what you're missing, closing your eyes like that. No matter, keep playing. Play as well as you can, and let some other soul get swept away for a moment or two. Until, like Beethoven, you look up from the keys and ask yourself, "Ist es nicht schön?" Yu Yi is ancient Chinese, meaning "I remember." There's a note here saying, compare the mandarin, means jade suit. Before their burial, the corpses of Han Dynasty royals were clothed in ceremonial garments made of jade, a stone believed to have preservative properties. Even then, thousands of years ago, people were trying to protect themselves from the ravages of time by becoming jaded. Pronounced Yu Yi.